The first round is on Owen's Recovery Science. Owen's Recovery Science is a single source
for PTs,
OTs,
ATCs,
DCs,
and other medical professionals
seeking certification
in personalized blood flow restriction rehabilitation training. Find out more and get certified
at owensrecoveryscience.com.
In this episode, we talk to Australian physiotherapist Glenn Rusko, proprietor of a website called Dot Physio, and how its application is changing the digital landscape of our profession, and how by using his product could change the digital landscape of your physical therapy practice.
The best conversations happen at happy hour.
Come on, let's drink beer.
Welcome to ours. This is the PT Pintcast, where we talk PT,
drink beer,
and record it.
Gotta go hard or go home.
Here's your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay.
The best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours. Our next guest is a specialist musculoskeletal physiotherapist from Perth, Western Australia. He is seeking to unite the profession globally by making available an internet domain extension just for physiotherapists and physical therapists. So instead of .com, you can have a domain name and email address that ends with .physio. Welcome to the PT Pintcast, Glenn Rusko. Glenn, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jimmy. Thanks for having me.
Came across, I guess, your invention, your creation online. Saw somebody talking about it. And then we talked to Mark Maroli. He had mentioned you. He kind of name dropped you and somebody within the physical therapy and physiotherapy world that we should pay attention to. And he kind of briefly told us why in his episode. This whole idea of dot physio, not that long in the internet world, everything was just a .com. You couldn't have anything else. And now you can kind of expand on that. And you took the bull by the horns by saying, why not dot physio? And that why not became dot physio.
Yeah, absolutely, Jimmy. About 8 years ago, the authority that controls the internet decided that more innovation was required, particularly because the number of .com possibilities was running out. So they opened applications for people to run new extensions. And I happened to come across it. And my immediate reaction was, I hope someone gets dot physio because that would be fantastic for my practice. And I reflected on it and I thought I couldn't imagine who was going to do it. So I decided to do it myself and I put an application in and successfully was given the rights to run dot physio.
You were the guy, you know, you saw it. And a lot of times, you know, we've talked about this on this podcast and I've heard about it all the time. Is there's always those people who say, who have a great idea around the kitchen table or in the pub, and they say, you know what we should do? Somebody should do this. And then there's a small, very small percentage of the population who says, I'm going to be that guy. But what's your background in setting up, you know, internet? I wouldn't even know where to begin. I need an idiot's guide to everything when it comes to websites. But what's your background in web design or anything like that? Or did you just have a killer idea?
Jimmy, look, it was a perfect storm of past experience, to be honest. Prior to studying physiotherapy, I studied computer, and so I was very comfortable when the internet started. In fact, my practice website was one of the first physiotherapy websites in the world. So I've always been comfortable tinkering around websites. Also, being a private practitioner with a business that grew, very comfortable with businesses, marketing and promotion. And the third element was I was heavily involved with the Australian Registration Board for Physiotherapy. So domain names is just regulating. Here are the rules. We'll accept your application and we'll make sure that everything gets followed and the I's get dotted and the T's crossed. So those three things combined is what domain name registration is all about.
Right, but you saw it coming, and I want to make sure people can get a hold of this or at least just find out some more. So I'll mention this throughout the show a couple times, but the website is www.dot.physio, so .physio. What you're offering, just for the people out there who maybe are private practitioners or maybe, you know, just want to do some personal branding as a physio or as a physical therapist, just that .com, that N, that extension, you can now be .physio. Like, for example, if you wanted to go to a website right now, ptpintcast.com is now ptpinecast.physio. And it just does that little bit more, that branding of here's what I do. Before you even get to my website, you already kind of have an idea of what I do. And that's what I love about .physio.
Yeah, absolutely, Jimmy. The number of people that move on when a website isn't what they expect is immense. So when your domain name says who you are, then people know. So that they're the people that are going to stay. So you're attracting the right people to your site.
Yeah, I mean, what you just said, who you are, and just briefly looking at this from where you are now, because when did you begin this? Ballpark the time frame for me. When did .physio become available?
It became available in late 2015.
Okay, so not long ago in terms of, you know, a grand scheme of things. So right now, let's say your name is Steve. You could be Steve.physio, you know, if you jumped on that quick enough, or you could be your first and last name, .physio. That's a real easy way to set yourself apart on a business card or in a conversation or an email signature that says just what you said. It says exactly what you do before you even get to the website and sets up pretty good expectations.
Yeah, you got a spot on there, Jimmy. You know, that example, you could have Steve.physio on your business card and nothing else, because it says who you are, what you do, and where to go for more information.
That's cool. Mm. Have there been some funny ones or funny uses? I mean, there's always creative ones and people want to jump on, you know, domain names and extensions. Anything that you've seen that's been humorous?
I thoroughly enjoy some of the things that are coming through. One of the practitioners in Adelaide in South Australia took good.physio, because one of the most common questions is, do you know a good physio?
Oh, that's smart. See, it's something like that where you're like, you're annoyed that you didn't think of it first.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you just, I'm sure people listening to this right now, if they just sit there for 15 minutes, you know, go on a long run or a drive or something like that, you're going to come up with a good one. And this .physio extension is going to allow you to really do that, is separate yourself from everybody else in your own unique way. And obviously this person who did it is obviously a good physio.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the advantage is that physio is our global brand as a profession. And this way you get to merge your brand with our brand. And we all grow and you grow.
Yeah, I think the good part is it sets a good precedent for you, makes you look professional. But what it also does is it helps out the profession. I mean, I'm talking to you in Australia right now. I'm in New York, but we have some common bond, and that is physio, or what we call it here in America, physical therapy. But I think even in America, we use that term enough where we understand that it's the same field. We're in the same profession. And when you can set that up together and apart just with that extension, it can only do good things for the profession.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, we are a global profession, and the internet has made communication so easily, just like you and I are chatting now. And it's important as a profession that if a message is coming out of Melbourne and is being read by someone in Minnesota, that the message is understood. So if we're all using the same vernacular, the confusion won't be occurring in the community, because people will be knowing what physio means.
No, I agree. And you're talking about being global. Well, at least across the U.S. is our partners keeping the show on the air, Aureus Medical Staffing. You can check them out at aureusmedical.com, but maybe in the future, it's aureusmedical.physio. I don't know. I'm just throwing the idea out there. What they do is they help PTs get jobs across the U.S. in the 50 U.S. states. Benefits package, yes, insurance. That's a big question. Hey, if I'm a PT who's working somewhere in a travel assignment for 13 weeks, what do I do about insurance? What do I do about taxes? These people have that covered. This is what they do. They find PTs jobs all over the country, been doing it for a while. You can find out their website now, aureusmedical.com. Fingers crossed, maybe they're aureusmedical.physio, or give them a call, 1-800-340-2619. That's 800-340-2619. You can even bring a travel buddy if you've got a friend who's in an allied health field, maybe nursing, maybe OT, maybe radiology, or another PT. You can bring them with you. They're going to find you a travel assignment. And one of the common misconceptions we like to clear up, if they find you an assignment, you decide you just don't want to go for some reason, they're not going to lock you into that, okay? So you tell them where and what setting they find it for you. Everybody's happy. AureusMedical.com.
Working out his orbicularis oris until failure. Jimmy McKay on the PT Pinecast.
Our home on the internet.
PTPinecast.com.
Created by Build PT. Build PT provides marketing services specifically for private practice PTs.
From website development and hosting,
providing content marketing solutions
for PT clinics across the country.
See what Build PT can do for you today
at buildpt.com.
Thought about a career as a traveling physical therapist? Arias Medical Group is a leading healthcare staffing agency offering full-time travel and direct hire career opportunities for PTs nationwide. Whether you're a new graduate or seasoned therapist, an exciting career is waiting for you. Dream it and live it with Arias. To learn more, call 1-800-340-2619 or visit ariasmedical.com. That's A-U-R-E-U-S medical.com.
Let's give a nice, warm welcome to...
We're back. It's so great to see you. Let's get back to the show now. Getting back to Dot Physio here with Glenn on the show. What are the different ways the domain name can be used that maybe I haven't even thought of yet? Because, man, I don't even know if I've fully wrapped my mind around the fact that my website is now ptpinecast.physio.
Yeah, look, many and varied, Jimmy. Can I go back to your example of Arias Medical?
Go for it.
Yeah. An opportunity there is to become a category killer. So imagine if you took travel.physio or recruitment.physio or jobs.physio. You get those keywords, they're absolute killers. Those words as .com domains are now worth tens, hundreds of thousands of dollars because people got in early and they got a category. So it's very exciting.
That's a good point. Like as soon as you say this, I mean, I'm sitting here and the second I saw it, I was like, well, I want to do it for myself. You know, I'm ptpinecast.physio. For me, just to pull the curtain back, that just brands me internationally because physio is used, you know, predominantly more outside the US, but I'm a podcast. I can be heard anywhere where you can download me. So of course, I'm like, I want to position myself there so people have an expectation. But yeah, wow, I didn't even wrap my head around that in terms of a category.
Yeah.
Jobs.physio, travel. See, there's a lot of different directions you can go, and it's just a little more simple when you start thinking about it than just a domain name because it sets you apart.
Yeah, absolutely. Some of the other categories or ways of using it, first one is obviously your business name, which you've done with pinecast.physio. But you, each individual physiotherapist or physical therapist is a brand. So you can get your name, .physio, and you can build a one-page website so that when your customers from 3 years ago, 5 years ago, from two practices ago, jump online and do a search for you, you're going to come up, they're going to find your site, and you just tell them where you're working at the moment.
It's getting to the point where getting a website on, you know, on the internet isn't a multi-day or multi-week as it used to be procedure. It's same day. You can do it probably on your smartphone while you're sitting at a red light, just as what you mentioned, almost like a business card extension of yourself online, and you should have a digital footprint. And if you don't in 2017 and you're trying to be either a private practitioner or just be a PT who or a physio that's got their name out there, so as you said, you go from one practice to another somewhere in your career, you've got that footprint and people can find you.
Yeah, look, it's an online CV that grows as you change throughout your profession. So initially you may start as a generalist, but you have a special interest in knees or ankles, and your website, because you own it, you can evolve and change and update. And so this website is a growing representative of you. It's your avatar online.
Right. Ballpark it for us. What's the general cost if you wanted to grab, you know, if, for example, because I've already got this, as you said, personal branding, jimmymckay.physio is now where you can find me and my CV is on that site. So how does someone get involved? Walk us through how this actually happens and the cost.
You go to www.dot.physio. Do a quick search to see if your domain name is available. Create an account, register the domain, just like making an online purchase. And the cost is US$95 per year.
That's it. Yeah, I mean, if you're shuddering at the cost of $95 a year, you don't actually understand what this can do for you because it's going to pay for itself just by having it. In theory, just by having it so someone else can't. Like you said, a category killer. But hopefully you use it because, man, it's way more powerful than that $95 investment.
Yeah, that $95 sounds expensive. And I'm sorry about that, but it's just a reflection of our small size. We don't have the economies of scale yet. But as people know, domain name prices do come down over time, and we hope to bring it down. But at $95, it is the best value marketing tool that you could possibly get. It's just going to take one or two extra consults and it's paid for itself.
Right. I mean, if you look at it, and we've heard this analogy before of the internet being a digital landscape, digital real estate, $95 for owning a giant billboard with your name on it, and it's tagged by your profession. I mean, when you frame it like that, $95 isn't a big deal.
Nope, not at all. Jimmy, if I can move on to some of the other uses,
yeah.
Particularly here in Australia, I'm unsure how it works there elsewhere around the world, but new patients tend to search for physiotherapy practices online using two keywords, that is location and physio.
Yeah, so, that's a good point.
So the opportunity is buy every suburb around your practice and then simply redirect those to your practice website. So, for example, we have a company here in Australia that has multiple practices. They've bought 300 domains. They bought every domain for a three-suburb radius around their practices because they know they want to capture new clients coming to them first. And to them, their explanation was, this is the new version of the Yellow Pages, and we want to get up front.
Absolutely. Yeah. We talk about a category killer, which is one thing, but now this is like a geographical ownership. You just bought every billboard in terms of search. And yeah, we're learning how people search. You can look at analytics through Google and just look those up. But yes, you're absolutely right. I need to find a physio in this area. What do I look for? The name of my town, where I am, and physio. So if you own that, you've got that patient or client, at least a shot at them before everybody else. And that's the difference between winning and losing sometimes.
Yeah, so it's a bit of a paradigm shift. The days of having a single domain name pointing to your practice website are over. You now have multiple domain names pointing to different sections of your website. So instead of your primary domain being your front door, you've now got side doors and back doors that people can enter depending upon their interest. So if their priority is location, I want the most convenient one, then you have a page about that location.
You look at what the investment could be if you're in a market that's very, very busy, setting yourself off and setting yourself apart from other practices in the area and other disciplines. We're looking outside the physio and physical therapy discipline. That can be terribly difficult and time consuming, but this is one way you can do it that's very, very simple that even the consumer is going to be able to understand.
Absolutely. And Jimmy, the final way that can be used is by clinical specialty. So if you have a particular interest, sports injuries, back pain, grab those as well. Now, obviously, there is only one sports.physio and there is only one .backpain. And so here's the killer strategy for this one is you grab your location and you combine it with your specialty. So, for example, New York sports.physio. And that's another category killer. You're positioning yourself as the eminent sports physio in New York.
No, that's a smart way to do it. I like it. I mean, those are simple. I mean, even a guy like me understands those and I can see those implications. If people are willing to invest, like as you mentioned, that example, $95 times 300 suburbs, you're putting a serious investment, but obviously that thing's going to pay off for itself because I know for a fact, putting up a billboard in a medium-sized market is going to cost you thousands of dollars per month. You got to get the billboard printed. But if you already got a great website, man, you got to get people to it. And if you can cover those bases geographically or by specialty or by category, you do have your bases now covered.
Absolutely. So they're the main uses of that we're seeing it as being used, utilized around the world. And it's very exciting because every.physio website is actually promoting the profession as well.
That's the warm and fuzzy feeling you get for no extra charge is that you're helping the profession. Who's using it at the moment? I'm already, as you're mentioning things, I'm online looking up and say, hey, is this taken? Hey, is this taken? Who else is using it at the moment? Some examples.
Well, I look very excited. Had a launch just yesterday by the Australian Physiotherapy Association of choose.physio. So it's a campaign designed to, for the public on behalf of the association, designed to attract people to their website. And the great thing about choose.physio is it's a call to action that is also a URL or a guide of where to go for more information. So whatever the question, the answer is choose.physio.
Like that a lot. That's really cool. And it kind of mimics the a similar campaign we have in America with the American Physical Therapy Association, which is Choose PT. You saw, if you thought about that a few months ago, how can I differentiate myself and how can I get out there, grabbing that choose prefix would have been a smart idea.
Yeah, absolutely. But look, there's millions of those prefixes available, and early movers will get the advantage.
Yeah, I like it very much. And two that come off the top of my head are ptpinecast.physio and jimmymckay.physio. And I just like the way it sounds. You know, I like the way it looks when I put it on my my email signature. I like the way it sounds when I say it, and we're changing. I want to change that over so people already know what they're kind of getting.
Yeah, absolutely. We're getting great interest out of the US, and I've got to tell you that two of my top five customers are coming out of the US.
Wow.
I can't name them, but they're the smart people. They haven't taken action yet, but they've just preserved them, put them to one side to protect their intellectual property.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to do that now. You know, if someone grabs it and you want to put a campaign behind it, well, now you've got to negotiate with that person, whereas now $95 looks like a steal, because as soon as someone else owns that real estate, that's theirs, and they can do with it what they want.
Yep, absolutely. Well, I'll mention Mitch Babcock in Michigan with fitnesstx.physio. I also mentioned the guys, I think they're down in Tennessee, called themselves Results Physio, already looking to differentiate themselves, and they've registered results.physio, obviously, and are just redirecting it to their site at the moment.
And that's the great thing about the internet, is it is worldwide. So if you're going to talk to any audience, no matter what you're doing, that's the way to do it in this digital real estate market that is the World Wide Web.
Yeah. And look, Jimmy, cool. just go on another track. We've been talking about .physio all this time. I want to reassure people that we're not alone, that there are 1,400 of these new extensions. There are 19 professions, and there are 4 health professions. So there's .doctor, .dentist, .pharmacy, and .physio.
Wow, pretty good company to be in.
Yeah. So we're there with the big boys. But more importantly, we're not left out. So some of our competitors, when this starts, you know, getting bigger, are going to be looking at themselves thinking, why did we not register our profession as a domain name? Because we're missing out on a big opportunity here.
If we want to make sure you guys can get that information, we'll put the links to how to get more information out of Glenn and .physio on the show notes. But I can just say it again now, www.dot.physio on Twitter at Glenn Rusco. That's GLENNRUSCOE. And on Twitter at DOTDOTPhysio. I think this thing's going to blow up. Yeah, I know it's been going around for 2 years, but once this thing really catches fire, I expect some great things out of .physio.
It's a little bit of a sleeping giant at the moment, but I'm going to tell you, you know, Apple have .apple, Google have .google. There, as I said, there's over 1,000 of these. 500 multinational companies have their names.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, there's some big money behind it too. A little story here. So during the application process, there was a fee to apply, but the rule was that if multiple people applied for the same domain extension, then it would go to auction. And about a year ago, .web went to auction, and the winner paid $134 million just to run .web.
See, it just proves it is real estate, virtual real estate. That's it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the big guys see that this is the future of navigation on the internet, because it combines branding with navigation.
Yeah, top of mind, or you're left out of the conversation a lot of times.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, hey, Glenn, we got your name from Mark, who was on the show. He answered our 3 questions, so we've got to put you through the ringer with 3 questions. Are you ready?
I am ready.
First question, if you were to come to the U.S., you're allowed to come to the U.S. anywhere in the 50 states and be a physio for a couple months, where would you want to go? Where would you want to experience? What haven't you seen that you like?
Look, I want to visit my friend Mitch Babcock at fitnesstx.physio. I'm interested in the way you guys are incorporating CrossFit, strength training into your programs. We're not doing it so much here in Australia. We're more quality of movement rather than quantity. But I think I see a place for what they're doing, and I'd like to learn a little bit more about that.
Second question on 3 questions from Arius Medical Staffing is, what's something that you've read recently that really inspired you?
Yeah, look, it's a business-related quote, because I love quotes. You ready? It goes like this. Success is easy. All you have to do is find a way to help the greatest number of people.
That's it. I like it. Third question. Who is someone within the field of physical therapy or physiotherapy worldwide that the audience should know more about? This is how we came across you.
Yeah, look, I'd like you to talk to Dr. John Ford in Melbourne. John's a physiotherapist, and he's done his PhD and subsequent study on the specific treatment of problems of the spine. Now, this challenges our thinking about non-specific low back pain. Well, John's saying, look, it is specific, and here's the evidence to show you how the physiotherapist can diagnose, and here are the interventions for each one of those categories to treat those.
Yeah.
Give him a big plug. Have a look at stops, S-T-O-P-S dot physio.
Every episode that we record, Glenn, is a pint. And before we're done with pints, we do shots.
This is the parting shot.
So if you were to leave the audience with a parting shot of wisdom, one little nugget of truth or knowledge to keep close to them as they go forward, what would you want to leave them with?
Don't hesitate. Act now.
Perfect. Check him out online virtually at www.dot.physio, and again on Twitter at dot.physio. Glenn Rusko, physiotherapist in Australia and a pioneer for the profession online with .physio.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Calling all physical therapists.
Expand your knowledge and your practice with Rock Tape. Join their medical professional program at no cost to you.
And start getting 40% off retail pricing right now.
Just head to rocktape.com and click Become a Medical Pro
to get 40% off retail right now.
Rock Tape helps athletes of every level go stronger, longer.
With the best kinesiology tape, cutting-edge education, and fitness support products.
Physical therapists.
Go to rocktape.com/start
and use the code PTPintcast when you sign up
for an extra 10% off your first order. Rock Tape, the best kinesiology tape.
The PT Pintcast is a product of PT Pintcast LLC.
It is hosted and produced by PT Pintcast CEO Jimmy McKay and CBO Sky Donovan from Marymount University.
We talk PT, drink beer, and record it.
This has been another pour from the PT Pintcast.
The PT Pintcast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.